You're listening to SBS News.
A group of asylum seekers are due to be deported to Rwanda early next week under a controversial measure introduced in the UK. Charities and a trade union launched a legal bid against the British government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda. They argued the plan is irrational and unsafe.
Stop racist deportation policy! Stop racist deportation policy! Stop racist deportation policy! Stop racist deportation!
But a High Court judge has refused to grant them an injunction and the flight is scheduled to depart on Tuesday. Care for Calais trustee James Nicholl says the judgment is devastating for the asylum seekers.
It simply adds to the agony and causes more trauma. It is an absolute scandal. Next, we have the appeal on Monday, and clearly there's going to be a hearing before July or in July.
Mr. Nicholl says Rwanda is a risky environment.
It's a place where any opposition to the current government is often locked up. We don't want to see refugees locked up. We want to see refugees looked after safely.
Last year, more than 28,000 people crossed from mainland Europe to the UK. Deputy Director of the group Detention Action, James Wilson, agrees the ruling is disappointing.
We believe that this policy is fundamentally unlawful. It's important to stress a number of positives that did come out from the judgment today. Firstly, in the end, there were 8 individual claimants with removal directions attached to our claim in the end today. 6 of those individuals have since have now had their removal directions cancelled.
He says the fight is not over.
But we are also very actively and seriously considering appealing this decision. Obviously, there's now a very short time frame before Tuesday to try to stop removals taking place, but we are seriously considering our options there.
A government lawyer told the court the concerns raised did not reflect how the asylum seekers would be treated. The judge ruled there's public interest in the British Home Secretary Priti Patel being able to implement the government's immigration decisions. But the court did determine that human rights groups could take further action against the ruling in the Court of Appeal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's a world-leading partnership with Rwanda that will help to break the business model of people smugglers. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.